Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nahi Menchi, the leader of the NDP in Alberta. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and Merry Christmas to all your listeners. You know, you're a little closer to Santa Claus than I am in Calgary today, but I hope everyone's getting ready for a great break.
Well, we do definitely have a lot of snow up here to get people in the mood. But let's get off that topic for now and talk about the fact that, well, we're kind of near the end of the year here. This year that that saw you take over as the leader of the NDP a few months ago. How's the, I guess, leadership sort of been for you so far?
Well, what a year it's been. You know, last Christmas I was enjoying a really fun retirement, doing a bunch of things that I was excited about, and, you know, kind of, I won't say staying out of politics because it's a bit in my blood, but being around. But, you know, then, if you recall, last January, it got really, really cold. And at the time it got really, really cold, we saw how the government was really mismanaging the electrical grid and putting people's lives at risk. And I thought to myself, oh, geez, somebody's got to do something. And those were fateful words because somebody ended up being me. And a year later, here I am back in politics. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been great traveling around Alberta and really getting to meet people and understand their concerns and their hopes and their dreams for this place. And it's been wonderful for me, and I can't wait to get up to your part of the province sometime soon.
Yes, and while you have been the leader of the party for the past little while now, you don't you aren't in the legislature as of yet, serving as an MLA, and certainly that's a big talking point, I know, for several people around the province. Do you have sort of a timeline in place now? I know there's a lot of factors at play here. You know, someone's got to resign, open up a seat, run to the by-election, you got to win that by-election, but do you have sort of a timeline in place for when you'd want to actually get onto that?
Yeah, this will happen relatively soon. What most Albertans don't know is that actually doesn't meet very much. We only meet for 4 weeks in the fall and about 10 weeks in the spring, and that's it. So the vast majority of the work happens outside of the legislature. So these 4 weeks we met in the fall, I was there every day sitting in the gallery with the grade six kids, most of whom were very disappointed in seeing government up close. But it will be helpful for me to actually be down there on the floor as well. And so, as you say, you got to wait for a vacancy. And I'm not one of those who will walk up to someone and say, hey, your life's dream was to get elected. And the majority of the NDP caucus was only elected a year ago. And, you know, for me to say, your life's dream was to get elected and now get out of the way so that I can be there. Because I knew that a vacancy would pop up in Calgary or in Edmonton. And there is, in fact, a vacancy in Edmonton. So I will be chatting with the people in that riding, the members in that riding, to see if they'd like to be represented by me. Then we'll have more to say about that in the new year. And then it's up to the government, it's up to the premier to actually call the election.
Now, getting on to some of the concerns that a lot of people have been dealing with, affordability is probably the biggest one. You know, a lot of people out there, both here in the Peace region and elsewhere in the province, you know, dealing with, you know, rising costs for all sorts of things, like goods at the grocery store, or, you know, insurance for their car, or, you know, payments for their house, all sorts of things. And, you know, there's also been concerns around the fact that, you know, wages really haven't gone up as well. So what's kind of some of the things you'd like to see happen on that affordability front there?
This is actually the number one issue, or the number two issue, I hear from Albertans across the province, in big cities and small towns, you name it. The cost of living and the hard, hard choices that it's forcing people to make, in addition to things like healthcare and jobs and so on. And it is true that the Alberta has the highest inflation rate in Canada. The cost of living is going up higher here than anywhere else. The government has done, frankly, a lousy job of managing that. And I'll give you one example. There are a couple of things that are under the direct control of the provincial government in terms of costs. One of those is utility rates. And the utility rates, well, anyone who pays their bill every month knows, have as much as quadrupled under the UCP. They're by country. As for auto insurance, you know, we pay the highest rates in the country. If you're a 33-year-old man, like a 30-year-old man, let's say, with an F-150, then you're paying anywhere between 2.5 and 4 times the insurance that your neighbors in British Columbia, just across the way, or in Saskatchewan are paying. So we've got the highest rates in the country, and the UCP's plan here is to go take us from the highest rates in the country to the highest rates in the country. So your plan is going to go up 15% over the next 2 years. That's their plan. It's going to go up a minimum of 15%, I should say, over the next 2 years. And then they'll come down a little bit, but in return, you will lose your right to sue if you're in a catastrophic accident. The UCP just doesn't know what they're doing on this, and we've got to go back to the report they themselves commissioned and actually use that data to create a better auto insurance system.
Another big concern for a lot of people, especially up here in the Peace region, is accessibility to health care. There have been several communities around here and where the emergency rooms have been closed because there's no doctors available, and certainly many people having troubles just even getting a family doctor in the first place. So what kind of things would you like to see happen on the health care front?
Yeah, you know, I have to say, and I hate being so political so close to Christmas, but is that Premier Smith and her government are taking small-town Alberta and rural Alberta for granted. They figure, you guys are always going to vote for us, so we don't need to really invest in this. So it's become the norm in many, many communities in Alberta that you have to check the website to see if the ER is even open before you go there. You have to drive past 1, 2, 3 closed ERs in order to get one that's open, and nobody can find a family doctor. And the UCP has just been playing politics. They don't care about fixing the problem. They'd rather fight than win. So yes, they finally signed an agreement with the family doctors this week, but they've had that agreement since the spring, and they just refused to sign it. They treated the doctors with such a lack of respect, and many, many family doctors have left. So we need a much better rural family medicine plan, which really looks at regional options that works with the municipalities, the counties, and the MDs to say what's the problem we can fix here, and how can we work together to attract doctors to this area. Now, I will say that there is a good plan in place to train more rural family medicine doctors in Grand Prairie and in Lethbridge, but that's going to be 5 years before that really shows fruit. So what we need to do is take doctors who are already trained, perhaps internationally trained doctors, provide incentives to be working in more rural areas to start your life and set up your life in these great communities that might be not, but that has to be different region to region depending on what we have to attract people. And we're just not seeing any indication that the government is taking that seriously. And as for the ERs, look, it's because there's a lack of staffing, because the UCP, sure, has underfunded the system, and the answer is sometimes you just need more money in the system. But with these guys, the answer is also you got to treat the people who work in the system with respect. The option to work across the border in Fort St. John and be treated much better in British Columbia, or stick around in Alberta where the government fights with you all the time and disrespects you. It makes it hard to decide to stick around. So we need an attitude change, we need correct funding, and we need better strategies.
Well, we've definitely talked a little bit about those two big pressing issues. Going into the new year, what's kind of some of the big priorities for you on sort of your end there?
There are five things that Albertans always talk to me about, and we've covered off a bunch of them. So one is the cost of living. The second is jobs and creating great jobs in every community in this province so that we can attract and retain people, and that kids and grandkids will have great opportunities in the community. Third is healthcare. The fourth is education and ensuring that we've got the best possible education system, setting up our kids for a world that is changing rapidly with AI and automation and everything. And the final is crime and safety and making sure that everyone feels safe in every community. So those are kind of the broad things we've got to work on. Probably the biggest thing on my mind right now is what's going to happen with the United States. This threat of tariffs is very, very real, and it really will decimate the Alberta economy if they tariff agricultural products, forestry products, oil and gas. In fact, the only thing that would prevent us from utter collapse, thankfully, Rachel Notley, with an able assist from the then mayor of Calgary, was able to get that Trans Mountain pipeline off the rails and built. So finally, we have some opportunity to send some of our product to Asia. But that said, it's going to be really bad, and we need a very serious government with a very serious attitude working with the other provinces and with Ottawa to make sure we're protecting the Canadian economy. And this is a crisis like I've never seen to our economy, and we need a very serious, very thoughtful plan on how we're going to protect ourselves. We're building other markets, and we're trying to avoid these tariffs as much as possible. And I'm sorry to say I haven't yet seen that plan from the chaos in Ottawa and the craziness going on over there, but I haven't also seen a thoughtful strategy on this from our premier.
And finally, whenever we have guests here at the Training 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to the politicians. And, of course, with the holiday season upon us right now, a lot of people out there probably have different little family traditions they like to do around this time of year. What about you? What are kind of some of the holiday traditions of note in your household?
So I'm laughing because there's a little fight in my family, which is that I'm forever reminding people, you know, we're Muslims and we don't really celebrate Christmas. And everyone thinks that's just an excuse for me not to buy presents for everybody. So in reality, we're Muslims who don't celebrate Christmas, but going over to my sister's house on Christmas Eve, there's a tree, there will be turkey, there will be gifts, there will be a lot of baking, and there will be me pretending to be a grumpy and Scrooge-like about the whole thing. But I'm really looking forward after this crazy year to spending a bit of time with family. And one of my favorite things is that my nieces are, who are 16 and 21 now, are outstanding bakers. And so they sometimes teach me a couple of things, but I sense that there is cookies and Christmas crack in my immediate future. But I really should start that Christmas shopping.
Yeah, I think we all like to get around to that pretty quickly here. Nahed Nenshi, the leader of the NDP here in Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you for having me. I can't wait to come and visit in person, and Merry Christmas, everybody.